This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio's primary election is coming up a week from tomorrow. The race for the Republican nomination for governor is drawing a lot of attention. Joining me to talk about it is WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So many Ohio Republicans thought Attorney General Mike DeWine might just run away with an easy win over Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor coming up in the primary, but there are some signs it might not be so easy for DeWine. What are you seeing?
It may be that DeWine does run away with it, but there's so much money being spent, millions of dollars on attack ads going in both directions, almost $10 million since early December by the two candidates. And it makes me wonder whether or not, you know, the polling that's out there, which shows that Taylor is starting to catch up a little bit, has gotten Mike DeWine's attention, and you know he figures he has to spend his way to a victory.
Well, let's talk about the spending. How much has each one of them spent? Are they comparable?
Well, yes, they are at this point. Each of them has spent about $5 million since about December 8th through mid-April. And the only difference is that DeWine has so much more money left in the bank than Mary Taylor does. He has like $7.4 million compared to about $2 million for her. So he can keep doing this, and you know, he has an enormous campaign budget, and he can keep doing it, and then he can, if he wins the primary, he can go back to all those same people who gave him money in the primary and ask them for money for the general election.
So let's talk a little bit about the types of attacks all this money is funding. What are we seeing?
Well, you're seeing them call each other names, number one. You're seeing them make blatant appeals to the Trump voters in Ohio, the ones who came out in 2016 and helped Donald Trump win Ohio. And they want those people badly, and they're each painting each other as an anti-Trump candidate. Taylor is calling Mike DeWine a liberal, and you know, that gets his back up. And you know, she has an ad up now that says Mike DeWine, when he was in the U.S. Senate, voted with Hillary Clinton 962 times. This is probably true. I mean, most of the legislation was probably meaningless. But there, you know, she's trying to tie him to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And he's saying, you know, she's just a phony. I mean, she's, you know, that she's never done anything, never accomplished anything, and that, you know, she's not prepared to be governor. Now, the both of them are calling each other career politicians, which is kind of interesting.
And true on both sides?
Well, it's true. I mean, but, you know, Mike DeWine, obviously, he's been in public office for the better part of 40 years. She's been in office in the Ohio House and state auditor and now lieutenant governor since 2003. And she's, you know, I mean, they're both clearly politicians, and they've been around for quite a while. Obviously, Mike DeWine's been around much longer than Mary Taylor.
So you've talked about the attacks that are coming against DeWine. Are any of them working? Are they doing any good?
There's some evidence out there, a little bit of polling evidence out there that maybe they are. There was a Survey USA Today poll that was out in March that had DeWine up by over 30 percentage points. Fallon Research, which was doing polling for an organization called the 1984 Society, which is headed by a Republican lobbyist in Columbus, Neil Clark, they did a poll through Fallon Research, which had it at 18% lead for DeWine. So it seems to be narrowing. There are some people who say that the internal polling has it even closer.
So you think there could be an upset?
It's possible. I'd still bet against it. But, you know, I mean, Mike DeWine's not spending this money because he's, you know, just wants to spend money. He's spending it because he's trying to stave off an opponent.
So is the Ohio Republican Party worried about how nasty the primary's been?
I think so. I think they would just as soon this go away, but, you know, they know it's not. It has the potential to divide the party going into the general election against whoever the Democrats nominate, whether it's Cordray or Kucinich or whoever. But the last thing they need is a very badly split Republican Party and a lot of hard feelings. They don't need that.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org. His column moves to Wednesdays starting this week,
yes,
right? And then
correct.
The Tales from the Trail column will move to Fridays starting this week.
That's right.
Thanks so much.